December 6th, John Perkins.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
John was born on a southern plantation during the Great Depression, with no father and a mother who died of malnutrition when he was just 7 months old. John grew up to become a janitor, welder, equipment designer, Bible teacher, civil rights activist, community developer, and author of 15 books. On this date, in 2006, John published Let Justice Roll Down. John has spent 50 years leading demonstrations and filing lawsuits on behalf of Black Americans regarding equal pay, hiring practices, poor treatment of inmates, and voting rights, and he always champions forgiveness. At the time of this writing, John is 89 years old and still fighting against racism and for justice and forgiveness. On the topic of pervasive racism in the United States, John wrote, "This is a God-sized problem. It is one that only the church, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can heal. It requires the quality of love that only our Savior can provide."
Outlove the people who live to hate. I was outloved by those people I needed to hate, Pastor John Perkins said. In the early 70s in the Deep South, long after slavery had ended, bigotry and segregation persisted with a vengeance. But John Perkins and his supporters had made up their minds to change that. After some supporters attended a peaceful civil rights protest in the streets of Brendan, Mississippi, they got into their cars and headed home. Suddenly, the sound of police sirens broke their laughter. They pulled to the curb, lights flashed behind them, and officers approached their vehicle. One by one, the protesters were escorted from their car, arrested, and beaten without cause. The police stuffed the men into patrol cars and drove them to the county jail. John Perkins, a local leader who had organized the protest, got word of what had happened and raced to the jail to get his innocent friends out. But the sheriff of Brendan was a member of the Ku Klux Klan and not at all happy about the uprising Perkins had started. So when Perkins arrived at the jail, he met the fury of the local police force and was brutally attacked. The corrupt policeman dragged Perkins into the jailhouse. From the cold concrete floor of the jail cell, Perkins cried out for mercy as round after round of feet, fists, and clubs landed on his head, ribs, and groin. Perkins realized the same hate was rising in him too. "I discovered that I hated them back, and I hated them as much as they hated me. I saw that I was a bigot too," Perkins said. Perkins told God that if he got him out of jail alive, he would dedicate his life to preaching the gospel. The gospel would overcome the hate he saw in them and in himself. Days later, in his hospital room, Perkins was surrounded by the steady beep of a heart monitor, the chatter of nurses in the hall, and a staff of kind white people. But he wanted nothing to do with them. Perkins said, "One of my doctors was white. He would come and sit with me every night at the hospital until I'd go to sleep. I was outloved by those people I needed to hate." Through this firsthand experience with the power of hatred, Perkins had come to see its root, not as a racial problem, but as a spiritual problem. He realized we all need the Savior, and we all need to be healed. Miraculously, Perkins was transformed by the Spirit of God and was able to sincerely forgive. He returned good for evil, and God filled him with a love for his enemies. Hebrews 5:7 says, "God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Is there an injustice you've encountered that could be overcome with God's love? Outlove the people who live to hate.
Hello, I'm Michael Borner with Mission 17. And today's story about John Perkins is another one of those amazing situations where it's unfathomable what this extraordinary man accomplished. Born on a plantation in the Great Depression without a father, And imagine your mother dying when you're just 7 months old. And this man goes on and still lives today. I looked it up, he's still cranking. This man was able to go through some of the greatest violence and racism. And yet at the same time, even though he was taken on by a KKK leader and the police and beaten, he had hatred, but he realized it had to be about forgiveness or he would be a bigot just like the others. And so I am so grateful for this man's life and story. And I believe the great takeaway and the challenge is for us to understand exactly what he was about, which is out-loving others through their hatred. And when that happened to him in a hospital situation, he was so convicted, and I believe that's what we need today as well. We need to out-love those who hate. And it reminds me of that great verse in Luke 23, where Jesus was on the cross itself, and they were killing him and spearing him, and what came out of him was, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." So let's out-forgive those who are hating so we can see Christ glorified. God bless you.